So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf had brought a Tana de Rabbi Shmuel that the pasuk regarding Shabbos says, "Le'sivaru ish b'chamash v'seichem," and the pasuk regarding Mises Bezdin says, "V'hoyu eile lachem l'chukas mishpah l'deriseichem b'chamash v'seichem." The Gzeir Shem of the words b'chamash v'seichem teaches that the mitzvah of carrying out Mises Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos. Apparently, otherwise we would say that it is Deicha Shabbos based on Asei Deicha Lois Asei Shesh Bekaris. This would explain why we need Oleha to forbid Yibum of an Erva. The Gemara rejects this proof. Amar Rav Simeon bar Ashi, Haitana loy mishum de ase ase v'docha loy sase. El mishum de maisi mekal v'chemer. Generally, we do not say ase decha loy se sheyesh bekaris. And based on that reasoning, Mises Bezdin would not be decha Shabbos. However, there is a kal v'chemer, which would compel us to say that Mises Bezdin is an exception in that it is decha Shabbos. And that is why we need B'chomesh V'Seichem to teach us that Mises Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos. The Kal V'Chomer is as follows. Ma avoyde shichamura b'deicha Shabbos, ritzicha deicha isa. Performing avoyde in the Beis HaMikdash is a more stringent mitzvah than Shabbos, since karbonis tzibur are Deicha Shabbos. Yet if a kohen committed murder in the Schaiv Misa, the Pasuk says, me'im mizbechi tikechenu lamos, he shall be removed from the mizbech to be punished. And as Tesis adds, even if there is no other kohen fit to perform the avodah, and as a result, the avodah will not be performed. Apparently, the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin overrides even the more severe mitzvah of avodah. If so, Shabbos shenitches min avodah in a din shdei ritzicha deicha, certainly Mises Bezdin should override the less stringent mitzvah of Shabbos. Therefore, we need the limud of Mishrei Seichem to teach us that Mises Bezdin is not deicha Shabbos. Similarly, kavuras meis mitzvah. Although it is deicha avodah, it is not deicha Shabbos. The Gemara has exhausted all possible sources for aseh deicha loisei shish bekaris, and indeed concludes that ein aseh deicha loisei shish bekaris. A mitzvah aseh is not deicha loisei, which carries a penalty of karis. Therefore, the original question arises again. Why do we need the gzeir shava of alau alau to teach that achis isha and all of our rais are patim and achalitza and ayibim? Why would we think that the mitzvah aseh of Yibum would override the loisei shish bekaris of Arayas? The Gemara answers. Sol g'day d'chamina. To have a high eishes ach, dava shoye b'chlal, v'yatzim l'klol alamid. Le l'lamid al atzme yatzah, el l'lamid al klal kulo yatzah. One of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshet Bahem is that if the Torah teaches a specific halacha regarding one Isser, which is part of a group of Isurim, this halacha applies to all Isurim of this group. In our case, eishes ach, marrying a brother's wife. Even one's deceased brother's widow is one of our rights and forbidden. Yet the Torah was mechadish that this Isser becomes mutter in a Yibim situation, and it is actually a mitzvah for the Yavim to marry the Yavama, his deceased brother's widow. Based on the above principle, Ma Eshesach Sharia, Av Kol Arayis Nami Sharian, all Isur Arayis would likewise become mutter in a Yibim situation. Therefore, we need the Gzeir Shava of Allah Allah to exempt Anachis Isha and all other Arayis from Chalitza V'Yibim. The Gemara cites a brayso which explains the prototype of this principle. In Parashas Emma, the pasuk says, "Kol isha sheyikar mekol zarachem el hakadoshim v'tumasa yolav v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi." This is the klal, the general rule that one who eats kadoshim v'tumas haguf while he's tamei is chayev karis. Yet in Parashat Tzav, the Torah singles out karbon shlamim and states, "V'hanefesh hashoteichel basim ezevach hashlam ma'ashel Hashem v'tumasa yolav v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi ma'ameha." Shlam was yotzim in a klal to teach. Mashlam yuchadim kachim izbeach, avkol kachim izbeach, yatsu kachim bedegabais. The chiv karas for eating kachim betumas aguf applies only to kachim izbeach, similar to shlamim, but not to kachim bedegabais, items donated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara, however, rejects this as well, citing differences between the case of shlamim, where both the klal, all of kachim, and the davash yatsim na klal, shlamim, have the same halacha, they're both asr. Whereas in the case of Yibum, the klal which is arayis is obviously aser, and the davash yatzim naklal, which is eishes ach in the yibum situation, is mutter. They each have different halachas, which would make the case of Yibum more similar to yet another principle, namely davash ay bechlal b'yatz lidim b'daber hachadosh shi'iyat yochal achzir lechlalai acher chzerna lecha hakasa beferish. Where the davash yatzim naklal teaches a novelty, you cannot compare it to the klal. Therefore, although the Isser Eishes Ach became mutter in a Yibim situation, the Isser of other Arayis remain Asr even in the Yibim situation. This principle is found in the Torah regarding the Karban Ashim of a Mitzar, where the Pasuk states, "V'shachat es ha-keves, v'mokim asher yishchat es ha-chatas v'es ha-oila v'mkoyim ha-kodesh, Ki kachatas ha'ashem hu lakoyin. The words kachatas ha'ashem are apparently redundant. However, based on the above principle, we would say as follows. Davar shehayu b'chalal, asham etzayra is included in the klal of all ashamas, where the Torah and Parashat Tzav teaches all its halachas, including the requisite zrikas adam, sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. Now, lefisha yotza asham etzayra lidim adavar ha'chadosh, v'boyin yad v'boyin regal ha'yamonis. In Parashat Mitzayra, the Torah singles out asham etzayra to require some of its blood to be applied to the right ear, thumb, and toe of the mitzayra. Therefore, yochel lo yehei toin matan dam v'beimurim l'gav mizbeach. Based on the above principle, asham etzayra would remain completely different than all ashamis, and that it would not require the regular zrikas adam. Therefore, tamal lo yemek kikachata so asham hu machatas tuuna matan dam v'beimurim l'gav mizbeach af asham toin matan dam v'beimurim l'gav mizbeach. The word kachata so asham re-include asham etzayra in the klal of all ashamis, that asham etzayra does require the regular zrikas adam. However, in the case of Yibam, since we have no pasuk to teach us otherwise, the principle of iyata yochel achzir lechlole achzir lecha kas beferish applies, and hava mina eishes ach de ishtero ishteroi sha'arayis loy. The isra eishes ach became mutter, but the isra of other arayis remains usr, and so we're back to the original question as to why we need a leha. The Gemara suggests that we could use another one of the principles of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTor Nedrash Ben, that of binyan av, to allow Yibam of an erva. Just as the Isra Eishasach becomes mutter, the Isra Chais Isha and other Arais also become mutter in the Yibam situation. Although Hasam Chadi Surah Hachad Trei Surah, in a simple case of Yibam, only one Isra, that of Eishasach, needs to be overridden. While in the case of Achais Isha, two Isra, that of Eishasach and Achais Isha must be overridden. However, we find the concept of Hoyel V'Ishtri Ishtri. Once one Isra is permitted for this purpose, another Isra is permitted as well. As a source, the Gemara cites a b'raisa. Mitzayr shechal shmini shalei b'erva pesach, v'ra keri boi b'yei metavol. The eighth day of Mitzayr's purification process is when he would normally finalize his tahara by bringing his karbanis and have blood and oil applied to his right ear, thumb, and toe. He would stand in Shar Nikanor, the doorway to the Azara, which merely has Kedushas Harabayis and not Kedushas Azara, since he may not enter the Azara. However, since the dam may not be removed from the Azara, he would extend his hand into the Azara to receive the dam. He must complete this today in order to be able to bring his Karban Pesach, because at this point, he is a Mechusa Gipurim who is forbidden to eat Kachem. Now, in this case, the Mitzar also had a seminal emission, for which he immersed in the mikvah, but remains a Tful Yom until sunset. This complicates matters for him by creating two possible obstacles for him to overcome. One, although as a Mitzar Mechusa Gipurim, he is mutter to enter the Harabayis, but as a Balkeri Tful Yoim, he is asa midaraisa, according to the Braisa, to enter even the Harabayis. The solution is, Mutav Shiyavi Aseish Ish Bekaris, Vyitcha Aseish Im Bekaris. The Mitzvah Aseh of Karban Pesach, which carries a penalty of Karis, overrides the Mitzvah Aseh of Vyishalchum and Amachna, which does not carry a penalty of Karis. The second problem is extending his hands into the Azar, because Ula holds, Bia Ben Mikzah Shma Bia. Even part of his body may not enter the Azara, and this does carry a penalty of karas. The solution is, v'amar ula, ma tam hoyel b'hutu l'tzarata hutu l'kiruye. Since the Torah already allowed the Mitzrayah to extend his hands into the Azara for the purpose of his Tahara, because there is no other way, it allows even a Mitzrayah who is also a Balkeri to extend his hands into the Azara. We would apply this concept of hoyel b'hutra hutra to Yibam as well. Since we already matter the Isra of Eishes Ach in order to perform the mitzvah of Yibam, we would be matter the Isra of Achais Isha as well, if not for the limud of Aleha, which teaches otherwise. This discussion continues on the next daf.